Hi, I'm Phil Markland on Siren Radio, here with news of the fantastic Nebula Festival taking place this weekend. That's Saturday 20th and Sunday 21st of May. It's all happening at Rhizome, just a short drive from Lincoln, and Nebula includes music of all kinds, performed in a stunning setting and organised by music students from the University of Lincoln. So lots to talk about. First off, I had a chat with co-director Hannah to find out how the preparations are going.
Yeah, so I'm a third year music student. Obviously this is part of a module in my final year, and co-directing it has been a challenge, but it's also been great fun. I've learned so much, and I've learned quite a lot about myself, but also like as the role and how like stressful it is putting on a festival, but how rewarding it can be.
So when is it and what's going on?
So the festival's taking place on the 20th and 21st of May 2023. On the Saturday, which is the 20th of May, from 10 till 4, we've got the Family Fun Day, which has got loads of different workshops on. We've got different performances, we've got stalls, we've got like arts and crafts, we've got absolutely everything going on. And then on the evening, starting at 5, we've got our bands night, which is showcasing loads of our University of Lincoln students, but also we've got external acts. And then on the Sunday, we've got our proms night, which is basically we're taking inspiration off the BBC proms, and it's going to be like quite a classy afternoon / evening. There's going to be like tea, cakes, coffee, and we're just going to be hearing some music from our students.
So something for everyone then. Are you taking part in any of these performances?
Yeah, I'm taking part in the big band performance on the Saturday evening. We're performing all sorts of different songs.
I've heard you've partnered with the charity Green Synergy. Can you tell me a bit about them and why you've partnered with them?
Yeah, so Green Synergy is a charity that uses gardening in order to improve people's mental health and well-being. They show people how to like sustainably live, how to make their own food, how to like grow their own vegetables, and it's all about making sure that it's getting people out the house, making sure that they're like seeing new faces throughout the week, and just making sure that everyone's like feeling included in the community. And we partnered with them because it's obviously sustainable, it's all very like outdoors, it's which obviously our theme for festival is outdoors, so that's why we've kind of gone with them. But also as a year group, we're quite big on like mental health and making sure that everyone's like feeling good and feeling okay within themselves. And we just feel like the charity brings all of our ideas and the way that we wanted our festival to look like together.
As a co-director, how are you making sure this event runs smoothly?
So we've had lots of different meetings of like what could go wrong. So we're all briefed and prepared in case anything goes wrong throughout the day, which it won't, but you know, it could happen. And then throughout the day, we've got like our first aiders all in one room. There's going to be like a central hub where all the information gets run through there. So if anything goes wrong, like the person who's in charge at that time deals with it. We've got a help desk so people can go and get information off them. We've got all sorts of different provisions that have been put in place in case of anything goes wrong, anything like happens. We've got so many different risk assessments. So we've put a lot of things into place that will prevent anything from going wrong. And if anything does go wrong, we've got provisions to deal with it.
So you're sorted for anything?
Yeah.
And final question, what performance or event are you looking forward to watching or taking part in?
So I'm looking forward to two different things mainly. I'm looking forward to the Nettleham Community Choir come in, and Liz is putting on this amazing workshop and she's absolutely great. She'll get everyone singing and it's going to be a great event. And then we've got some students doing a vegetable instrument workshop, which I think will be so much fun, creating instruments out of vegetables, because I'm really interested to see like how that works, I think, yeah.
It sounds like a great weekend. And thanks to Hannah there. George is playing at the band's night on Saturday.
So I'm George. As Kiel said, I'm the lead singer of Hot Squash. I also play guitar. And then on lead guitar, we have Will. We have Harry on drums and backing vocals. And then we have Tom on the bass to complete the picture.
That's nice, huh? Can you tell me a bit about the history behind the band? Like, where did the name come from?
So, well, the band kind of started out as just me and Harry messing around in the practice rooms and stuff, and just getting some practice in of just playing through some songs. And then Will's a good friend of ours, and we know he's an amazing guitarist as well, so we invited him to join along. And then obviously we needed a bassist, and Tom was a perfect person to fit that. So that's how the band came about. And then the name, it's a funny story really. So it was like a cold day and I needed a hot drink before we got to rehearsal. And I don't like tea or coffee. And there was no hot chocolate in the house, so I just had to deal with hot squash, and I got absolutely ridiculed for it when I got to rehearsal, and we thought it was funny enough to name the band.
What flavour squash was it?
I think it was summer fruits.
Nice. That's a good one, that. When is Hot Squash performing in Nebula?
So we're performing on the band's night, which is on this Saturday, so pretty soon.
What kind of music can we expect from Hot Squash?
So we've got a set with a mix of originals and covers. So the covers are mainly like indie covers, proper like British indies like the Kooks and the Wombats and stuff. And then the originals are all songs that we hope to be releasing soon on an EP that's coming out.
Yeah, that'll be great. Do you have a favourite piece to play in the band?
Covers-wise, I'd say A Certain Romance by the Arctic Monkeys has to be my favourite. It's a great song. It's a great set ender, to be fair. And Arctic Monkeys are a huge influence of mine.
Yeah, can't fault the Arctic Monkeys.
Exactly.
What have you been doing to prepare for this performance and making sure it goes the best it can?
Well, we've been practicing probably 2-3 times a week. So we've been getting loads and loads of rehearsals in, just hopefully getting ready for the performance. And we had Aikido, which was a gig before, which was like a good warm-up for the Nebula gig.
Are there any other performances you'll be taking part in at Nebula?
So I'm also going to be in the band Purely Orange on Bands Night. So that's a really nice band as well. It's got Harry, the drummer from Hot Squash, as well in. It's got Ben on vocals, which is really good. And then it's got two thirds in as well, Ellie and Lexi. So
yeah, so busy day for you.
Busy day, yeah.
And final question. What other events or performances in Nebula are you looking forward to watching?
Well, bands like as a whole just sounds like it's going to be amazing, because you've got bands like the jazz band, the big band, like, and then you've got a complete flip from all those instruments, and just like a standard bands like the Led Zeppelin cover band, they've always sounded good, and Just Marcus and Rat Restaurant, I've obviously played with both of those at Aikido, and they were amazing too, so looking forward to it all, really.
Thanks, George. Marcus is an amazing musician, singer and pianist, and he has his very own band.
Hi, I'm Marcus, from Just Marcus. You couldn't have guessed that I was in that band. And I'm a third year music student at the Uni of Lincoln. I do piano, bit of guitar now recently, which you'll see at Nebula.
Oh, nice.
Which is quite scary.
Can't wait for that.
It's quite scary. I've not done it on stage before, but yeah, I discovered drop D tuning and I was like, well, this is easier than I thought it was going to be. Like when you just, it makes it easier, apparently. But I do a bit of bass as well, but I'm a songwriter, singer from Doncaster, although I don't sound like it.
Could you tell me a bit about the other band members and what instruments they're playing?
Yeah, sure. We've got Jack Richardson with a Q, as in his name Jack has a Q in it. It's not a random Q in the word Richardson. He plays bass. We've got Harry Moores on drums, and we've got Ben Walker on guitar. And you notice that as well, like, I'm in Nights Like These as well, the band that will also be at Nebula. And it's quite nice that me and Ben are both in both bands, so there's, like, a little link there.
Yeah, that's nice. I think we'll be hearing from Ben later as well about Nights Like These.
Oh, fabulous, yeah.
So, could you tell me a bit about the history of the band, or, like, where did the name come from?
Well, actually, it's good I mentioned Nights Like These, because the band name actually came, because it sounds really narcissistic, doesn't it? I feel really bad, but it's just a name that sort of stuck, because I was known for being in the other band, and when we were kind of organising things as a course and kind of talking about bands that could be in different performances, a lot of the time I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm doing a set there. And people would be like, oh, it was Nights Like These. And I'd be like, no, it was just me. And so that name just kind of stuck, because it was like, well, what do you want to call yourself? And I was like, well, every time I just say Marcus, then they think I mean the other band. So it's just easier to say just Marcus. But then it's so bad, because then it's like whenever you say, oh, next up is just Marcus, and then five people get onto the stage. Like,
yeah, it's not really just Marcus anymore, but
yeah,
it is a great name still. So when are you performing for Nebula?
We're performing in the band's night, in the second act, but definitely come to see all of it because there's some great acts on. It's going to be a really good night. We're on in the kind of student-y band bit between, I think we're between Hot Squash and Nights Like These. I'm just name-dropping other bands now.
Yeah, we heard from Hot Squash earlier.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, they're really good. So, it'll be exciting. It's going to be good.
What kind of music can we expect to hear from you?
Well, there's... I like to think that mine's a kind of indie with a bit of, like... You can tell that I like funk music in some of the bass lines, especially, like, me and Jack working together with it. There's some kind of funk influences there, like MJ and Prince recently. I can't stop singing Prince songs in my head. It's becoming really annoying. So you can expect some new songs. We've done the same kind of four songs a couple of times for a couple of gigs, so it was nice to kind of spice it up and put in some new ones with, like, me playing guitar and have them a bit more edgy, a bit louder, actually.
Yeah. Do you have a favourite piece to play in the band?
Definitely. I mean, it changes all the time. It used to be that it was just, like, the one that I was most confident in. But since, because this band is really me bringing random ideas I've had to the group, and then each of them put their own influences on it, and then it shapes the piece, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So it becomes more than I could have ever done on my own.
So it's a nice collaborative effort.
Definitely, yeah. We're finding that recently as well when, obviously with the pressure of the gig that's coming up, we're like, I really want to fill this slot. I want to have this amount of songs.
Yeah.
So we need one more song. Here's like a couple of ideas of half-worked songs that kind of work, and one of them's really boring and we don't know how to spice it up. So having a session of about 2 hours, just figuring it out, is really nice. And that brings me back to the question, because my favourite one to play is always the most recent one we've done, because it's fresh and exciting and new, and we haven't played it, so we've not got bored of it yet.
What have you been doing to prepare for the performance and make sure it goes the best it can?
Well, we've been stressing. No, we haven't. We've been calmly rehearsing and not panicking about the upcoming gig at all. And we've been rehearsing all the chances we can get. And I've got really into kind of organisational mode and done the nerdy thing. I mean, it doesn't sound really rock and roll, does it? But I've got like a Google Drive of all the different chords, MIDI that I've made so that people can follow along with their parts, the lyrics, everything like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm so bad for forgetting the words to my own song. I mean, no one notices, but...
So you're keeping organised at least.
Yes, yeah. Trying to be like, we'll work on this then, and this then.
You said you were performing in Nights Like These as well. Are there any other performances you're taking part in?
Yeah, I'm running a songwriting workshop in the Family Fun Day earlier on the Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be nice for people to come along to.
Yes, yeah. It's going to be really fun. I'm still figuring out what I'm going to do for it, but it's going to be really good.
Yeah, that'll be great, that.
And also in the jazz band as well, which is at the beginning of band night, one of the first acts on. It's going to be really nice. We're not going to mic up the instruments. It's going to be acoustic, going to be really nice and cosy and nice little set.
Have a nice feel to it.
Yeah, definitely.
So, final question. Are there any other events or performances that you're... looking forward to watching?
I'm looking forward to seeing some of the workshops on Family Fun Day, because I'm obviously involved in the organisation of Nebula, and they're the bits that I'm not really a part of, I'm not really involved in. So I literally know nothing about what's happening, which is brilliant, because on the day it's going to be exciting to find out. I'm excited to see all the other acts performing at band night. I think this is where I'd be really diplomatic and just go through everything and say I'm excited for everything. But I genuinely am excited to see how it all turns out, like the Level 2's wonderful world. But yeah, I'm excited to see that. And the Proms event as well. It's going to be such a good weekend of different events.
Sounds like there's a lot going on. And thank you to Marcus, who will also be performing in another band with the awesome guitarist and drummer, Ben.
Hi, yeah, so Ben Walker. I'm a multi-instrumentalist and composer and songwriter. And I'm in the band Nights Like These, which is a rock pop indie band based in Lincoln, and we're all students. Myself, I'm a second year student at the University of Lincoln studying music. But yeah, looking forward to playing on Saturday evening.
So how did you come up with the name?
So the name was actually taken from one of Marcus's, who's the pianist in our band, one of his original songs. And I quite like the name of the wording, like Nights Like These, because it reminded me of a current influence, Nothing But Thieves. That's kind of how it developed.
When is Nights Like These performing in Nebula, and what kind of music can we expect to hear?
Nights Like These are performing on Saturday evening. I believe we're second to last. We're playing some covers of classics, which we've kind of played at a lot of our gigs, so they've always gone down well. Bit of Queen, bit of MJ, bit of Nothing But Thieves, Guns N' Roses, and then we're going to be playing a couple of original songs as well.
Yeah, do you have a favourite piece you like to play in your band?
Yeah, Neverland, our original song. I wrote that one last summer, and we've gigged it a lot, so many times, but it seems like everyone enjoys it because, yeah, it's got good energy.
Well, we'll be hearing that Nebula.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Are there any other performances you've taken part in?
Yes, I'll be playing with Just Marcus, and I'll also be playing with the jazz band.
Nice. Yeah, we heard from Just Marcus earlier.
Yes, yeah.
What other events or performances in Nebula are you looking forward to watching?
I'm looking forward to seeing the Led Zeppelin band, although they're not playing Led Zeppelin, which is interesting. But no, there's some really quality musicians in that band. And also Hot Squash, because I've seen them play at Aikido in Lincoln, and they cover some similar music that we cover. And again, great musicians. So, but yeah, looking forward to seeing both of them.
Thank you, Ben. Just a reminder that you can buy your tickets for Nebula Festival online at nebulafestival2023.com. Next up, Jack, who has his very own band with some of his friends and fellow music students.
So I'm Jack. I'm in my third year of the music course at the University of Lincoln, and I'm in a band that I've started called Rat Restaurant with me and the drummer Joe and the bassist Josh. And it started out just as like a dumb little thing that I started in the summer when I wanted to make music, but I didn't have a band. So I went to a random name generator website and it gave me Rat Restaurant. And then I made an album in 2 weeks and then started uni and then started playing those songs live and then fleshed out a bunch of much better songs with that group later on.
So could you tell me a bit about like previous performances?
Well, for the university, we've played like the showcase weeks in the auditorium and things like that, and did like more acoustic sets at the Weekender, and then we've also played at like the Keto Gaming Bar and the now unfortunately closed Bentley's Bar.
So when is Rat Restaurant performing for Nebula, and what kind of music can we expect?
So we're playing at the band night portion. I think we're at 7:30. I think that's when we're penciled in to perform. And in terms of the music, it's pretty much a lot of the similar stuff that we've been playing before. So if you've seen us play before, you'll know a lot of the songs that we're kind of playing, a lot of originals and then some covers of like songs by The Strokes and Blink 182 and that kind of thing.
Do you guys have a favourite piece you like to play in the band?
In terms of originals, there's a song called Comfort Thing that we always have fun playing. And there's also a Blink 182 cover that we end every performance with. And it's a cover of All the Small Things, but we've messed with the lyrics and we've got it in a way so the first 4 minutes of it was lots of guitar improvisation stuff. It lets us kind of just jam out for a bit to end each gig.
People will be looking forward to that. What have you guys been doing to make sure this performance runs smoothly?
Well, you've probably gotten this answer a lot, but just rehearsing like mad and just making sure that every song's about as good as it can be.
Yeah. And are there any other performances that you're taking part in for Nebula?
I'm the guitarist in the university big band, so if you want to see me shred a solo of A Power of Love by Huey Lewis in the News, and that's where to look for that.
Nice. And final question. What other events or performances in Nebula are you looking forward to watching or joining in?
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the jazz band, especially like with their brass section and everything. They're always great whenever they play, especially when like Marcus starts improvising on the piano and you've got like all the brass players just absolutely going for it. Yeah. And I'm just looking forward to everything. I think Just Marcus will be good because Jet with the Q is always a great performer on stage with bass, and just in general, I think it's going to be a great night.
Thanks, Jack. It's not only the students involved, but also lecturers like Matthew, who is a classically trained guitarist.
Yeah, so my name is Matthew Mazanek. I'm a lecturer here at the University of Lincoln, and I run the University Folk Music Ensemble. Really, we take music from all over the world, but for this concert, we have a little bit. We have music from Ireland, British Isles, Finland, and a tune from Bulgaria. And then we make arrangements for our ensemble, and we have loads of different instruments, and we turn them into these really cool sounds. We have 3 flute players, 2 cello players, a harp player, and then guitar and mandolin. So So we got loads of different sounds.
Yeah, a good range of instruments.
We got a good range, yeah.
Yeah. When is Folk Band performing for Nebula?
So we're performing on Sunday at 4 p.m. Yeah, and it's in the Church of Rhizome campus, yeah?
Yeah, that'd be nice. It's a nice venue, that church.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, it'll be folk music. Can you tell us a bit more in depth what kind of music we'll be expecting?
Yeah. So, like I said, we have music from all over the world, or at least from all over Europe. And really, the history behind it is we take any kind of music that we could, that has some kind of traditional element to it, and we just arrange for the ensemble. So I arranged a tune from Bulgaria called Bushimis, which is this really crazy and just amazing kind of arrhythmic instrumental piece that it's meant to be danced to, so we'll see if anyone starts dancing. And yeah, I think the ensemble was started before I came here, and I kind of took it on enthusiastically because I love this music and I love folk music. I used to play in a folk band myself, and so it's in my interests, but as a classical musician, I have these kind of other tastes and other kind of influences, so you hear a lot of weird stuff in my arrangements as well. But the good thing is it's not just my arrangements, so we have actually three pieces for this concert, four pieces that are arranged by other members of the band. So Harriet, the accordion player, which I forgot to mention, we have an accordion player. She arranged this beautiful folk piece, which is called Nithi Gwiki. I think I'm gonna try and guess that's how they say it. And then Becca Penny, who arranged three really beautiful kind of Celtic folk music, so from Ireland and Scotland.
Do you have a favorite piece that you guys like to play as well?
Oh God, I'm gonna say it's a toss up. Nithi Gwiki was really fantastic. I really liked that piece. But my favorite is a piece I've been trying to play for a really long time, which is Bushimis, this Bulgarian folk tune. It's in 1516, which is like right up my alley.
very different time signature there.
It's a lot of fun to play, and everyone at first, I thought there was going to be a mutiny. I thought they were all going to throw me overboard when I gave it to them. But I think we've all kind of come around to the piece. So I'm looking forward to playing those two, really.
What have you guys been doing to make sure that this performance goes the best it can?
A lot of counting. Personally, I mean, I'm playing mandolin on a lot of this concert, and mandolin is my kind of second instrument, so I've been just practicing my butt off. But we rehearse every single week, and I have to give it to the guys. They have really worked their butt off with some of this music. They're quite challenging arrangements, and everyone really has just come together to try and put on a really nice show. So I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy with the work they put in.
Final question. Are there any other events or performances in Nebula that you're looking forward to watching?
Oh, I mean, I always look forward to the choir. I have to say that. But really, I'm just looking forward to band night. I'm just looking forward to actually being at. This is going to be my first festival in the UK I've ever been to. So this is all new to me.
So let's hope it's a good one.
It definitely will be a good one. And thank you to Matthew. Another lecturer you'll see at the festival is the wonderful Ed.
Well, it's been my pleasure to direct the University Chamber Choir for the past 4 or 5 years. We kind of got underway back in 2018 when it was all upper voices, sopranos and altos. In 2019, we sang the very famous Benjamin Britten Ceremony of Carols. That was at Branston Church, just outside Lincoln. And I remember on that evening looking up thinking, this is really amazing that we've achieved this, and wonderful. And, 6 weeks later, we were all locked down and unable to sing for another 2 years almost. So we're back now. The Chamber Choir is more of a four-part soprano, alto, tenor and bass kind of thing now. We do all kinds of different repertoire. We meet once a week. We rehearse very hard for about an hour and a quarter. And we love doing gigs with Martin and the University Chamber Orchestra and others, of course.
That's good, that. When is the choir performing for Nebula, and what kind of music can we expect to hear?
Good question. Well, so we're on this Sunday afternoon in a concert that starts at 4 o'clock. It's at the Risehome Church on the Risehome University campus. It's a proper church, a Diocese of Lincoln, Church of England, Village Church. It just happens to be within the university campus. It's at 4 o'clock on Sunday, and we'll be singing music composed by Baroque music composer George Frederick Handel. We're singing a suite of anthems which come under the title The King, that's the point, The King Shall Rejoice. It's one of Handel's coronation anthems, written actually for King George II, but was sung at King Charles III's coronation, was it, a couple of weeks ago. Also, we're singing some madrigals, so secular music about the summer, and particularly the month of May. And we're also singing a composition, actually, written by one of our music students from the second year of the course, Alexia. And she set some very beautiful poetry to music, and then the singers and Ben, who plays the cello, will be performing her own music, which is great.
Yeah, so a good collaboration from the students there. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have a favourite piece that you like to play, sing in the choir?
Oh, we do, actually. And over the years, we've done all kinds of the choral favourites, actually, often with the chamber orchestra, but we've done the Vivaldi Gloria, which is, a pretty good fun sing. Also, lots and lots of Handel's Messiah we do at Christmas. We've done Fauré's Requiem, John Rutter's Requiem. I'm just looking around me now in the office, the Bach's Christmas Oratorio, the Rossini Petite Messe Solennelle. We've done all of the choral greats over the years, and actually we'll probably start doing some of them for the second time quite soon.
What have you guys been doing to make sure that this performance runs smoothly?
Well, obviously, lots of practicing. But we're busy people, you know. I mean, there are people in the choir who are part of the university. They don't live in Lincoln. We've got people who do lots and lots of other musical activities as well. Hannah, for example, is the musical director of the Musical Theatre Society at the uni. So people are very busy and they can't always come to rehearsals. So we rehearse very hard and very intensively. And we kind of rock up to concerts and normally do a good job. And I say that with a slight smile, because very unusually, the last performance we did wasn't one of our best. So I have high hopes that the one this weekend, we shall be back on top form. And they tell me that the sun's going to shine and it's a lovely venue. And so, you know, that will all come together with beautiful singing and wonderful music.
It's going to sound great. Right, final question. Mm. What other events or performances in Nebula are you looking forward to watching or taking part in?
Well, I think Nebula is going to be I always say this, but it's always going to be the best one this year. And so I'm particularly looking forward to the Vegetable Orchestra. I think I'm quite excited about that.
Yeah, I think we heard from Hannah earlier about that.
Yeah. And of course, you know, we've got some great, brilliant student bands, haven't we? Purely Orange are playing... nights like these, Marcus, of course. Marcus is always a crowd pleaser, isn't he?
Yeah.
And along with the fabulous jazz band. So I have not really answered the question, have I? I'm just listing all the things that are happening. But my point is that there is something for everyone this weekend. The band's night, the level twos, of course, are a fantastic standalone event within Nebula called Wonderful World, which is on Sunday at 11:30 and 2, which is a much more sort of acoustic, informal wander around the grounds of Risehome, which should be fun. So I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Thanks, Ed. And thank you for listening today. There's so much going on at Nebula Festival this year. It would be great to see you there. To get your tickets or find out more, go to nebulafestival2023.com.